Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
All righty, rocking and rolling, hour number two of our radio program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Surprising news, and the big news of the day, is Pete Carroll is out as the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, and he's being moved to an advisory role. And we'll see what happens with the future of now the former Seattle Seahawks legendary head coach. Let's go out to the guest line, talk to one of his former players, KJ Wright, who is, of course, now the host of his very own podcast called KJ All Day. You can listen and watch on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and more. You could also hear him on Seattle's ESPN 710 AM, the KJ Wright Show. KJ, always great to have you on. Appreciate the time, and how you been?
Been good. It is a very sad day here in Seattle. Heartbroken to see what's happening to Coach Carroll. We're talking 14 years. Over 100 wins, Super Bowl that he brought to this city. What he's meant for me personally as a football player and as a man, just the guy's legendary. I know he's legendary. He don't want me out here feeling sorry for him, but I have to give him his flowers. He means the world to me. He means the world to my teammates, to this city. And job well done, Coach. You can hang your head high because you did a phenomenal job leading this organization for the past 14 years.
When you saw the news today, were you shocked that he's no longer going to be the head football coach of this team?
You heard the chatter. You heard the chatter throughout the season with a 9-8 record and back-to-back years. I know he has a standard. I know this organization has a standard. And to just miss the playoffs this year after making it last year, Jody Allen had to make a really hard decision. She has nothing but love and respect for Coach Carroll. It's just the way that this team underperformed this football season, they had to make a change. And so it doesn't take away what he's done, but this year he didn't quite get it done with the guys and leading to the playoffs and all the things that he's accustomed to doing. And so it just really sucked to see him having to leave, but I am glad that he's staying.
Well, that's the thing. Is he really staying? I know he has a contract still with a year left on his deal. Then there's an option. And I got to think that this guy still wants to coach. So maybe another team comes calling this offseason. They get a deal done with Pete Carroll.
He got to stay. Come on. Let's not put that noise out there. He has got to stay. It came out in the messages they put out. He's going to stay in the organization. And I know his personality very well. I know the front office stuff, like doing all that. Nuh-uh. He is a coach at heart. He's going to be right there in the trenches. He's going to be helping with the game plan. He's going to be helping coach guys with their step kick. He's still in his prime. I swear to you, he is still in his prime. And so I'm not quite buying the front office stuff that he's going to just do and just be behind the scenes. I do fully expect him to just still be in the nitty gritty right there in the trenches with the guys, because that is his personality.
And full disclosure, KJ Wright, I disagree with this decision. You know, I basically say that he got fired as being the head coach, and now to dress it up because of what he's did for the franchise, they're moving him into this advisory role. I disagree with this decision. I think it's a bad decision from the Seattle Seahawks today.
Yeah. What the thing is, we're talking, he's been there a really long time, been there for 14 years, went to the playoffs last year, didn't make it this year. I love the guy. I personally think he should still be the head coach. But we know how people think. We know that someone been here for past a decade, missing the playoffs, didn't make it to the Super Bowl since 2013 or 2014. People just feel like, okay, it is time for a change. We can get a new message in here. And so it's not personal. They want what's best for the organization. He doesn't take it personal. There's nothing but love at the end of the day, especially when you see that they want him still part of things here in Seattle.
When you start to think about who's coaching this team next, who's the first name that comes to mind to replace Pete Carroll?
There's only one name that I'm thinking of. There's no other names besides Dan Quinn. He's the guy. He is the only person I want to see come here and coach the Seattle Seahawks. He understands culture. He understands team building. He knows how to hold guys accountable. And you see what they're doing over there in Dallas for the past few years. The guy's he's someone that I personally loved playing for. We're talking about number one defense in the NFL for four straight seasons. Dan Quinn was a part of that. He's a guy that understands what the city needs, and he's familiar with obviously the coaching staff, the training staff, equipment staff. He's going to just come right in, and we won't see we won't even see a big change. We won't see a big change in just sweeping out the room, just bringing in new pieces. So I'm a big fan of Dan Quinn as a human being, and especially as a football coach.
Talking to KJ Wright right now, former Seattle Seahawk, legendary defensive player for them. I also think the Seahawks destination, I agree with you. That's what I said too. I thought it was going to be Dan Quinn as the next head coach, but this is an attractive job. I don't believe Geno Smith is a long-term quarterback, but you have some good young foundational pieces on both sides of the ball. This is an attractive job and one that no one really expected that it would become open this way with basically Pete getting forced out.
Listen, there's talent all over this football team. Jackson Smith and Jigba. Defensive Rookie of the Year, Devin Witherspoon. You have two young tackles in Charles Cross and Abe Lucas. Draft you a quarterback. I'm all for that. Draft you a quarterback early. Let Geno Smith groom him and really just take this franchise in a new direction. And so there's no slouch. You're not coming into a bad organization expecting to win four or five games. No, this is a win now type of roster. And so do they have to make some pieces, some personnel changes with the players? There's some free agent guys. Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to let some guys go, bring in some guys. But I'm telling you, when this football team step on the field week one, it is a win now roster.
So KJ Wright, I was optimistic on Seattle this year. I thought they could be the third best team in the NFC behind San Francisco and Philadelphia. What went wrong with this group when you look back at the entirety of the season?
Just so many games that we had just right there in our hands. You started with week one versus the Rams. Who thought the Rams would be sitting here in the playoffs facing the Detroit Lions? And I just tell you this, one thing that really bothered me this football season was the lack of brother-to-brother accountability. When the antics started happening throughout the season, I really was looking for certain guys in the building to just, hey, enough is enough. Let's not do this. Let's tighten this thing up. Just way too many distractions. It's hard being the San Francisco 49ers. It's hard being the Dallas Cowboys. But when you have your own stuff that you have to deal with within the building, it makes it dang near impossible to win on Sundays. And so I just want to see a more mature football team, a team that's more disciplined. Like, this is not happening. And once you make a mistake, once you make a decision the first time that we don't like as an organization, it better not happen again. So that's what I want to see from this organization going forward, a little more discipline, more maturity from the guys, and just bring in the right guys that can really just guide this locker room going forward.
KJ Wright here with us. I know that it's always a complicated conversation when you look back at the Seattle Seahawks defensive players when it comes to their relationship with Russell Wilson, but seeing this year play out and Russ getting benched, and I know that Sean Payton the other day saying, oh, he's not definitely gone, but everyone knows he's not going to be their quarterback next season. How'd you react to that entire process playing out in Denver?
I was mad at Sean Payton. I thought the way that he handled it from day one when he came on the scene, undermining your quarterback, telling them to stop kissing babies, yelling at him like he's a two-year-old kid on the sideline, like he's not your franchise quarterback. I just hated. I knew that their personalities were not a match made in heaven. I'm like, these two guys are night and day. I don't know how this is going to work. But when you came on the scene day one and throughout the season, you made it crystal clear where you stood with Russell Wilson. That's what really bothered me throughout this whole situation. And I am glad that Russ spoke up for himself in his press conference. I was like, yes, thank you.
Finally,
defend
right?
yourself. Yes, finally. Great job. And I'm glad that he finally did that. And that's the Russell Wilson I want to see going forward. I love that Russell Wilson. The fans loved it. We appreciated it. So like, hey, bro, what the heck is going on over there in your world? How do you see things? And so we know that Russell Wilson won't be back. Russ still has a lot of ball left in him. He can still play at a high level. That deep ball is still as beautiful as ever. And so there's plenty of teams that need a quarterback of his caliber. But it is over there. It is over in Broncos country.
I know it's totally different today with Pete no longer being the head coach, but could you ever see a reunion maybe with Russell Wilson and the Seahawks?
Nah, I won't take it that far. I wouldn't take it that far. That ship has sailed as next year for sure. But at the end of the day, when he retires, they'll retire number three. They'll put him in the Ring of Honor. They'll give him his flowers. But coming back this soon, nah, it's gonna be Geno Smith this football season. Next football season.
I know Russell Wilson is like a nine-time Pro Bowler, but the last 2 years it's been ugly, even though he played better this year. Do you think he'll be a Hall of Famer? Because that's a conversation we have that maybe the last 2 years he's played himself out of the Hall of Fame.
If the season ended today, no. If the season ended today, I don't think so. Just like you say, the quick decline. It was a quick decline last year, and he played better this year, but he has to get back in the win column. He has to get back in the playoffs. I want to see that Russell Wilson that I'm accustomed to making noise in the month of January, making noise in those primetime games. You saw that he's starting to use his legs more this football season. And pair him with some receivers, pair him with some guys, pair him with the right offensive coordinator. I'm telling you guys, get him back with a Brian Schottenheimer, that type of coordinator that understands his skill set, not a Nathaniel Hackett, not a Sean Payton. Let Russ do what he does best. You can't try to force an offense onto him. It does not work like that. And so I want to see him paired with the right coordinator. And by all means, he has a lot left in the tank. And I do believe that next year we'll see a better Russell Wilson.
When you get to the games this weekend, KJ Wright, I'm looking at the Rams. You talked about them earlier. I know it's a tough matchup against Detroit, but they've won 7 out of their last 8 games. I think the Rams are alive this weekend, and they can make some noise in the NFC this playoff run.
I have the Rams 100%. I for sure have the Rams. And I'm going to go to the coaching. I'm going to go straight to the coaching. Just the impulsive decisions that I've seen Dan Campbell make throughout the year. What he did in that game, I think versus the Cowboys, when he kept going for it versus kicking the extra point, I cannot get over that decision. I cannot get over that decision when you're backed up, you decide to go for two because you told your guys we want to score and go for two. I just can't get past a lot of decision making that he made. And even playing his starters last week, we saw his big time tight end go down.
Yeah, Laporta.
When can you, yeah, can you go to a new spot? Yes, no, maybe so. Sit your starters, man. Come on. And so when they step on the football field, I like Matt Stafford over Jared Goff. I love this Rams run game. I love those weapons that they have with Puka. And so I got the Rams finding a way to get out of Detroit with the win.
To make the Super Bowl, do you take the Ravens or the field just coming out of the AFC?
The Ravens are who?
Or the field, like everybody else?
Oh, no, it's the Ravens. It's not even a conversation. I would love to see a Chiefs Ravens AFC championship. You knock off the top dogs. I don't want to see some random AFC team there, the Texans. Knock off the champions. Knock off the big dogs. See if you could beat Patrick Mahomes in primetime football when the stakes are high, when he's healthy, when Travis Kelce gets back to normal. And so I want to see an AFC championship with the Chiefs. With the Ravens, but I got the Ravens coming out.
I'll tell you though, I think Kansas City's on upset alert this weekend. And I don't trust either of these teams, the Dolphins or the Chiefs, but everyone's going to pick Kansas City because it's going to be freezing cold. This Chiefs team, they've just never found it this year. I actually think the Dolphins are going to walk into Arrowhead and walk out with the victory, KJ.
Have you seen their injury report this week with the Miami
Yeah,
Dolphins?
no, it's backed up.
That has me scared. You lose a Chubb, you lose a Phillips,
For the season.
you lose the other big time pass rusher number 43. I can't think of his name right now, but they have some banged up guys and a Tua Tagovailoa in negative degree weather. I don't like that. I do not like
But
that
you
at
got the
all.
cheetah coming back and Tyreek Hill. You know he's getting into the end zone.
And he gonna go off. He's gonna have a phenomenal day. I got him getting 200 yards. Do your thing, Cheetah. But when it comes down to the little things, this is the playoffs. It's all about the details, the little things, right? This Chiefs team has a blueprint. They have a blueprint to what it takes to advance in the playoffs, how to win at home, and they just mastered it over the years. I don't think the Miami Dolphins are ready.
All right, two more for KJ Wright. I know you finished your career with the Raiders. There's a lot of conversation about Antonio Pierce. Should he be the next head coach? What would you say in regards to that question?
1,000,000%. When I left my last year, it was a decision with Rich Bisaccia.
Yeah.
Everyone remember Rich Bisaccia?
Guys made the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. We made the playoffs that last year. And you look at it, we had no business winning 10 football games that football season. With all the drama that we had, with all the mess that we were going through, he kept us afloat. Now look at what Pierce did this football season. These guys love him. These guys respect him. He's a former player. He understands the culture. Keep this momentum going. Keep everything right here in-house. Trust him. He did it at a high level as a player. He has a Super Bowl, and he did it at a high level coaching when all odds were stacked against him. And so hire him. Don't bring in Jim Harbaugh. Let Harbaugh go to the Chargers. Keep Antonio Pierce in-house because these guys love him. They're going to play for him. And he's going to get this Raiders culture back where it needs to be.
Just going back to Pete Carroll, because it's the biggest story of the day. We know your relationship with him, and obviously it's a sad day for you. But when you look back at the decision with only being 2 hours old, like, are you annoyed with this decision today? Like, are you disappointed with this decision, or do you understand it?
I'm heartbroken. I'm really heartbroken, and I do understand it. When you look at it, I get it. I really do. Just back-to-back 9-7 seasons. Yeah, the vision for this football team was to go deep into the playoffs. You made it last year. You went to the wild card. The expectation was to make some real noise this football season. And I know that there's no love lost. I know that at the end of the day, he's going to be in the Ring of Honor. But I understand that they said it's time to go in a new direction. We want to get younger. We want to get a new message here in the building. I totally understand it. But I love the guy. His players love him. And for him to be around, it's the perfect decision for this organization.
He is KJ Wright. Of course, he's the host of his very own podcast, KJ All Day. You can listen and watch on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and more. You can also hear him on Seattle's ESPN 710 AM, the KJ Wright Show. Did you talk to Pete yet? I know it's only 2 hours old, but have you talked to your old coach?
I'm going to wait till next week.
Yeah.
I'll wait till next week to get my guy a call.
Thanks so much, KJ. Appreciate you doing this on a busy day.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.